Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends. We're your neighbors. And we'll lend a hand. No time,
no time
to give love, and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. Why don't you give love?
We're friends.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want them, because it's a celebration of God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Woody Abdul-Karim. Please be patient with me as I learn to host or guest co-host this show for Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's topic is the root cause of all evil. And we are waiting for the host to call in. We had a little bit of a delay today, so we will try to get these things corrected here shortly, and meantime, please sit and listen, and we will be right back. Thank you.
Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration of God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly. No matter how evil the world gets, and we won't change no matter how mean people get, and we won't change no matter how cold people get, because we know that love can conquer all, and we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. Because we got the love of Muhammad in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind, that final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Wally Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, I think we've got ourselves a show.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Well, this is Woody Abdul Karim, and I'm co-hosting with Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And the title of the show is The Root Cause of All Evil. And we just got the host on, probably due to my technical error. And I want to introduce everybody to the host, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum, Habib.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother Abdul Karim.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So the title of today's show that you gave me the topic of the title of the show yesterday, The Root Cause of All Evil. And I thought that was going to be such an interesting, exceptional topic. And like most topics of religion, it put some fear in my heart because I want to know what the root cause was. And inshallah, maybe you could expand on why you gave me this title and what the topic is all about, inshallah.
Inshallah. You ready for me to start?
Yes, brother, I am.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to greet everyone in the greetings of peace. In the Arabic language of the Quran, from the Creator, Allah, it means assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you, assalamu alaikum. What having said that, first of all, Allah, our Creator, no matter what name people want to give the Creator, there's only one Creator. Now, and everybody in every religion can understand that everybody, because creation and creator is two entirely different, I'm going to say a word I want to use. Well, you can't compare, I'll put it that way, the creation with the creator of creation. The creator of creation is the sustainer of creation. Creation didn't create itself. Creation was created by a creator. And this creator gave creation laws to govern this creation. And we human beings are just a part, small part of its creation. But we have to have laws like the sun, the moon, the stars, and other parts of Allah's creation to govern our lives so that we will what? Do like the rest of creation, stay in our order so we won't get out of order and bring destruction on ourselves. Now, I said that to say that the root cause of all evil is when we forget our Creator, when we forget the one who created us and gave us life. Then all evil, that's all you will know. To verify that and clarify that in another statement, the Creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, the Most High, say in the Holy Quran, it's from the Revelations. He said, all the good that happens to people come from Allah. And Allah said, all the evil that happens to people, us, as human beings, come from ourselves. So as we can see, and Allah also say, if we reject His truth as human beings, He said, we will fall to doing the lowest of the lowest things in moral degradation. We'll do anything. And that's what we see today. But the remembrance of Allah will bring people back to their true nature, which is good. Allah said when He created every human being, He said He created every human being good by nature. Not only the human being, Allah said when He created all His creation, He created all of His creation good. Initially, even the one we call Satan or the devil or the jinn, He was initially good when he was created, him and his followers. So Allah didn't create anything evil. Evil came from the devil and his followers, Satan, rebelling against the will of Allah. And evil comes in our life when we rebel against the will of our Creator and want to do our own thing, do what we want to do. And I just stated, Allah said, when you do that, you become all evil. He said, all evil come from ourselves. Allah, the Creator, and His Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also says to us the greatest struggle, the greatest fight we got against evil. It's not against Donald Trump, the president. It's not against Brother Abdul Karim Shaheed. It's not against white, so-called white people, black people, against Jews or this race against that race. No. The greatest tool of evil that's keeping the world under its influence is division. It's division. Once evil can get us to take our attention off our Creator, then our evil can divide us. As long as we stay united like Adam and Eve when they was in the garden, alayhi salam, peace be upon both of them, they was under the guidance and the protection of Allah. Long as they obeyed Allah's laws He gave them, and there were no hard laws, they were simple. Our laws that our Creator gave us, it's easy. They're not hard, they're simple. So on the lower plane down here on earth, Allah say, when we reject His truth, He told Adam and Eve, if you mix truth with falsehood, you know, you will surely die when you eat of this tree that bear the fruit of good and evil. So symbolically, you know, when you mix false knowledge and true knowledge together, Allah say you will, that will bring on you a spiritual death. And in that spiritual death, Allah say you'll be thinking that you're going right, and you'll be thinking that those evil ones you're following are leading you right. And when you're going wrong and you don't even know it. So it's called a curse, the curse of Allah. Yes, the curse of Allah. So this is very serious. It's no time to be wasting, putting off any good to please your Creator, not even for tomorrow, but for the next breath. The next breath you take, you should be trying to let that breath be to please Allah. And I want to, by the way, say that when we inhale and we exhale, that's how we live physically. So that lets you know who keeping our life going. It ain't our body. Also, I want you to know about this Creator we're talking about. This Creator, Allah, our Creator of the whole world, when you're asleep, whatever illness you might have, He heals your body when you're asleep. Now check that out. There's a message in that. Sleep symbolically can represent ignorance. And if you are ignorant of the knowledge of your Creator, Allah, if you're ignorant of the knowledge He created you, the way for you to live. Now, how are you going to wake up and come to understand Him? First of all, you have to be sincere in faith, in belief that there is a Creator and He's unseen. But at the same time He's unseen, you recognize He still knows the seen and the unseen, and He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or place, and you fear to disobey Him. Why? Not because He's going to harm you. No. You fear to disobey Allah because we'll bring harm on ourselves. So, people, that is our salvation from the destruction that's done just about took over the whole human race. They done forgot the Creator, who is all good. And once we come back to the remembrance of Allah, then we come back to all good in our conduct. And Allah says this in the Quran, in my conclusion. Allah says, strive as though we're in a race towards all that is good. And He says, so wheresoever you be, He will bring you together. So you see here again, well, we need to come back to the remembrance right now of our Creator, because evil is in its last round of rounding up people, going to hell with it. And evil has got everything, got its victim doing everything, and it's trying to get the good people because it's got most people, so it's trying to get the few good people like myself and Brother Kareem that's trying to sincerely practice the way of life that our Creator created us and all creation for every human being, and that is Al-Islam, which means way of life. Islam means way of life, not religion. So with that said, I will just conclude, stop at this time and say assalamu alaikum. Maybe you got some comments or some questions, and I'll be glad to entertain them for you.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. I thank you for those beautiful words. I had some questions that might maybe you could help clarify. So the good, when we look at the good, how do we know what's good and what's not good? Like, is it just up to us to determine what's good? And if I decide that I'm good, is that okay? Or is there some kind of a parameter, some kind of set of rules that I have to follow to know what's actually good? Amen.
Very excellent question. One of the best questions anybody could ask. Well, that's not hard for me to answer, being guided by Allah. First of all, our Creator in the Holy Quran, He revealed for all people for guidance. Almighty Allah said, whose word can be truer than His? So He's letting you know there that nobody's word can be truer than His. And Allah also say, the way that we judge what's right from wrong, we know good from evil, it's through His word. So that's not hard for a believer to answer that question, because the word of our Creator, He's all-knowing. He's all-wise. So that is the clear way to me, Brother Abdul Kareem, for anybody to know right from wrong, good from evil, what they say, and to know the goodness of Allah from their false so-called good or anybody else's false so-called good. Because in the Quran, Allah says it clearly. He says all knowledge is from Allah. All good knowledge is from Allah. Allah is all wise. So you're not going to know what have any wisdom, or you're not going to have any true knowledge unless you follow the revelations that Allah has sent down to us by way of guidance and mercy to save us from not knowing right from wrong, good from evil, and falling into the traps of this world of Satan and all of these evil traps he got, which you can't even, they're innumerous, you can't even count. So that's what I would say to answer that question, Brother Kareem. I hope that was satisfactory.
Alhamdulillah. That's a wonderful answer. So two parts I would that brings to mind when you give me that answer. So because you're going to have people, you know, who say that, you know, I know what the Creator considers to be good, because those folks will say, well, you know, I know that this is a good deed when I help an old lady cross the street. Or I know that this is a good deed because I gave money to a charity. And somebody else may know that this is an evil deed because they stole something, or they you know, used foul language, or maybe they fornicated or something. And they may think that that's easy, or that they may know that that's evil. And some people who do evil deeds are still going to make it to paradise, even though they may have stolen something or fornicated or sinned in some kind of way. And then other people who have done what they think are good deeds or what we would call good deeds, or even what the Creator would consider to be a good deed, like they were kind to their parents or, you know, or helped people, and they might end up in the fire. They might end up getting the wrath or the punishment of Allah, of God. So what makes them different? Like, what makes somebody who does an evil deed end up in paradise? Because when we read it, we hear that there's going to be people who may have committed murder, who may have fornicated, who may have stolen, and they may end up in paradise. And then we'll hear other stories of people who do so-called good deeds, but they'll end up in the fire, and they might be the first person dragged off to the fire. So what's the difference, Imam? What would you say separates those people, even though they may have done deeds that are considered good or deeds that are considered evil, and what separates them? Imam?
Now, excuse me, brother. I was speaking to someone, letting them know the show was on.
Okay. What I said, I'm sorry. Did you hear? Oh, you heard what I said already? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I did hear what you say, though, and I apologize to not only you, but the audience, because I was trying to let her know that the show was on.
Okay.
But yes, sir, you want me to answer that at this time?
Yeah, if you can, or I could expand on it if you'd like.
It's not if I can. It's just a matter if you want me to answer that.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do want you to answer
that. No, it's not a matter if I can. No hard feelings to nobody. I study. I seek knowledge. 46 years of Allah, trying to get back home to Allah. So Allah has blessed me to know quite a bit of His wisdom, because I practice this every day the best I can. The main reason that Allah say the majority of people declared a so-called good deeds are not going to be accepted is simply because of their intentions. And the main reason they say it's going to be people going to heaven that would look like to us, no, they definitely going to hell, like the man who killed 99 people. And this is a true story. This is in history. And he just didn't believe, for whatever his reason was in his heart intention, that Allah had gave up on him after killing 99 people. So he came to a Muslim leader, and he asked him, do you think that Allah will forgive me? I have killed 99 people now. He said, the Muslim leader immediately right away told him, no, you got to be insane, something to that effect. He will never forgive you. You killing 99 of his human beings? No. And so as this story goes, and I stand to be corrected, but it's true behind it, powerful. So as the man was going on this journey, he still was thinking that if I can find somebody, they may can help me, even though that Muslim couldn't help me. And it might be a way Allah, my creator, might forgive me. So he died. And Allah sent the angels of death to take that man's soul. He sent the angels to take the soul of the righteous people and the angels to take the soul of the unrighteous people. And in doing so, the angels was getting ready to take the soul, one or the other. So they were debating about who should take that soul. And this is great wisdom for us as human beings, so we won't be so ignorant and think we know something. Then my angel said, let's go back to Allah. Say, Allah is all-knowing. Our Creator is all-knowing. Let's see what He got to say about that. So when they went back to Allah and told Allah, Allah is all-knowing, but there's a message here for us, a powerful message. Allah told them, okay, so Allah shifts the earth, I understand. And when He shifts the earth, that means move the earth. He said, measure the distance that man was to trying to come to me to be forgiven of his sins of killing people from the distance he was back there when he was killing people. And when the angels done that, he was closer to repentance, total repentance, asking Allah to forgive him, and Allah forgave him and granted that man paradise. Now, this is a story that's very, very powerful, because Allah said on the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, he says going to be people like you saying that's done a lot of good deeds. They didn't fornicate. They didn't commit adultery. They didn't lie. They didn't steal. They didn't backbite. They didn't slander. They made their fast. They prayed if they were Muslim, Christian, or whatever, and they went through their religious rites the best they could. And from the outside and the surface, it looked like they was really obeying the Creator. And it looked like they definitely going to make it to Jannah, heaven. And Allah say, out of all of those human beings, 99 out of every 1,000 of these human beings doing this good, going to hell, and only one is going into heaven, Jannah, after he judged them. And Allah say the reason why is because all the good that they was doing, they wasn't doing it to please Allah or to recognize that I'm supposed to want the good that I enjoy for my brother and sister among mankind. They weren't doing it for the peace of Allah, and for that reason, one for their brotherhood, they want for themselves. No, they were doing it for self-aggrandizement. They wanted attention. Allah said, you wanted people to say you was a good hafiz, of hafiz of the Quran, or speaker of the Arabic, my Arabic in my book, Quran, or you built 3 masjids. You made Hajj 10 times, or you was always helping people and doing good all the time, if you're a Christian or whatever. He said, but you weren't doing those things, telling 99 people out of every 1,000. You were doing those things so that people will recognize you and draw attention to you and not draw attention to me. And he said, that's why they are going, some people that people think are going into the hellfire, they're not, because Allah knows, is the only one knows the intention behind the deeds and actions that we do. That's the answer right there, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So people who do good deeds need to do them for the right reason. And folks who do evil deeds, as long as they're going to seek repentance, it sounds like the man who killed 99 people, as long as they ask for forgiveness and they're seeking forgiveness actively and their intention is to go ask for forgiveness, Allah can forgive them.
That's right.
Allah can forgive them. And that's, you know, so just, I guess, doing a good deed sort of by accident or doing a good deed without the correct intention is not going to benefit you. Whereas sinning and making a major mistake and then seeking Allah's forgiveness, seeking God's forgiveness for that mistake that you made, that sin that you committed, is more valuable to God, and he can forgive you and bless you with paradise because of that. That's just wonderful. There's another caller who came in, I want to maybe see if they have a question. I'm not sure if they've really been on long enough to see. We're on
okay.
The topic is the root cause of all evil. And Imam Shabazz is just enlightening us on what is good and what is evil and why just doing good without the correct intentions may not get you the reward. Whereas even if you do evil and then you correct your intentions and ask for the forgiveness, you may be forgiven and Allah may stretch the earth, as he said, to get you to paradise. Which
That's
is something
right.
only Allah could do. So we have a caller who called in at the phone number is ends with 2640. I'm going to see if you have any questions. Caller at 2640, did you have any questions or comments that you wanted to make? And your name, please. No comment at this time? Okay, no problem. No problem. We will mute that person. And thank you for listening, of course. No one has to speak if they don't want to. I did, there is a surah in Quran and in Baqarah. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the second surah, and it's in verse 269. And we know Baqarah is a very long surah in Quran. It's a surah that takes several hours to recite, and there's a lot of wisdom in it. And just one of the verses, verse 269, where Allah says, "He bestows wisdom upon anyone He wills. And he whom is given wisdom is in fact given great wealth." Great wealth. And some translations it says great good. "But only those who have common sense learn lessons from these things." And Allah in Quran time and time again calls this hikmah, this wisdom that he gives to people, good. He calls that a great deal of good. And knowing what the Creator wants from us and going out to learn the religion and doing reading and maybe sitting through different lectures and learning from scholars and not just reading Quran, but also reading hadith and tafsir, gives people what Allah calls hikmah, gives them wisdom. And in that wisdom, Allah calls it a great deal of good. Because like the Imam just said, you can do what is generally or universally considered a good deed. You could do that good deed, but if you don't have the knowledge that your intentions are almost or probably more important than the deed itself, then you're really wasting that good deed because you're not putting the correct intention, maybe because you didn't know that you had to have the correct intention, or you didn't want to have the correct intention. You wanted to please the people instead of pleasing Allah. So when you have that hikmah, when you have that wisdom, it allows you to get the benefit from your good deed. And that's what we're all trying to do, is get the benefit from our good deeds and then ask Allah to forgive us for our evil deeds. Because if we don't, the only person that wins there is the shaitan. And we don't we don't want the shaitan to win ever. We don't want him to have the win. We want the wins. And and I just say that because it's a reminder that benefits the believer. My ears are closest to my mouth. It's so easy to say, but it's also so easy to want to show off or get the praise from
attention.
The people. Yeah, get the attention, there you go, from the people for something that you do. And when you do that, you lose all the attention from your Lord, the Creator of the heaven and the
earth. That's right.
All right? So if you lose the Creator's attention, who cares who else's attention that you have? It's not worth it, right? Whoever else is paying attention to you, they can pat you on the back all they want. You're not going to get reward. We're not going to get reward from our Creator unless we have the correct intentions, the correct reason for wanting to do that good deed. And then that deed could be rewarded 10 to 700 times, multiple times. And then that evil sin that we may have done, because we ask for forgiveness, it may only count as one, or it might be erased altogether. And
that's right.
What could be better than that, Imam? Right? What could be better than that? My sins get
nothing.
Erased, and my good deeds get multiplied to 700 times.
What
better than that, brother?
Nothing, brother. That's the greatest, brother. That's the greatest mercy of the greatest Creator, Allah. I mean, he said we need a creed. It's creation of the heavens and the earth. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. He decreed that his mercy prevail over his wrath. And I just wanted to share this with your brother, Imam. You may have, as learned men of Islam, we come from different perspectives, but we're aiming at the same point. True. Allah, the Most High, say in the Quran also about the hikmah, the wisdom, his wisdom you were speaking about. He say, those whom he have granted hikmah, his wisdom, have indeed received a benefit overflowing, like an overflowing glass of water. And he said, none will grasp or understand his truth in the Quran except minds, people, minds and hearts of sincere understanding of his words, his truth. You have to be sincere. Because Rasulullah, prayers and peace be upon him, said religion is sincerity. But Allah said he blesses you with a gift when he blesses you with his hikmah. He don't do everybody that way. Overflowing. And the reason I know, brother Imam, I'm not bragging. I see Allah Akbar. He has blessed me with that way. You have his wisdom overflowing in me. Every time I walk out the door anywhere, his wisdom is like water. People are drawn to me. They want to know what faith are you in. They don't believe I'm from America because my conduct is not just doing what I want to do. They see I got morals. They see I got dignity and respect for myself and others. They see that I'm not a vulgar in my language, that I'm speaking respectable, that I hold the door for someone, that I pick something up out of the street that might harm somebody else, not just me. So Allah says he put us down here as human beings to test us to see what? Which of us will be what? Best in our moral conduct. And he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best in moral conduct for all any human being that have faith in Allah in the last day, the day of judgment. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. So that's what I respond with that, brother Imam.
Alhamdulillah. Imam Shahid Shabazz, when you came up with the top, the root cause of all evil, and you said it's people not remembering Allah, folks like us just going through their day to day, but not remembering their Lord. How are some ways, how are some ways that we could remember Allah? Because certainly we're not just going to walk around all day saying Allah, 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 or God.
That's
God,
right.
God,
that's right.
What are some ways that we could remember or keep Allah in our conversations so that, you know, it's at the tip of our tongue when things go on? Because, you know, if you just walk through the supermarket, somebody bumps into you, you know, the first thing out your mouth might be a curse or might be, you know, some other heart. How do you remember Allah? How do you keep Allah in your conversations so that, you know, or in your thoughts so that it's the first thing in your conversation when you go to speak, so you're not always speaking harshly to somebody, or so if there's something that you shouldn't be looking at, you could remember not to look at it. How do you keep Allah in the mix on a regular day-to-day basis so that you can protect yourself from forgetting him? Because forgetting him, you need protection from that. How do you do that?
Well, brother Imam, that was a very good, very good question. One of the best I could think of. Well, first of all, what Allah has blessed me to know, and this is what I do too. The thing, first of all, Brother Imam Abdul Karim, for any individual that want to remember their Creator all the time, every day, first of all, they got to fear him. Now, what do I mean by fear him? They got to know that I got a Creator. They got to know I'm accountable to my Creator. They got to know that my Creator say that if I do good, my reward is going to be good. And that if I do evil, my reward is going to be evil. And they got to fear not only to displease Allah because they bring destruction and misery in their life and others, but Allah say they also need to fear him because they need to fear the fire of hell that he had promised to them if they go about their own way and don't follow his will while they're on his earth the Sheriff Wild, he got us here. So my first answer would be to remember law all day, every day, all the time. It's to first of all realize that you didn't create yourself. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. You don't provide the food you eat. You don't provide the water you drink. These are all, you don't make the sun shine beautiful like it's doing now. To remember, and that's what I love about the Quran. The Quran teaches you about creation so you can read the signs in creation. And if you do that, it'll always keep you remembering Allah. Because everything Allah created, it automatically, even ourselves, it's a reflection of the one who created it. Is that not a fact? If a man created that Toyota old car over there, he knew more about it than somebody who didn't create it, because he created that car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Allah created us. So he's going to know more about us. He ain't no going to. He know more about us. And he know our weaknesses. He know, but the most important thing you said earlier, to remember Allah, you must have a genuine and a sincere love to please your Creator. And like me and my wife say sometimes, even when we was growing up, she in her 70s, I'm in my 60s. I done a lot of wrong, okay? I sinned a lot. But all the sins I done, even before Islam and after, you know, never was intentional. I hated it. I hated sin that I was doing so much because I didn't want to displease Allah. And I see my mother always striving to please Allah. I wanted to be the same way my grandmother, that it would hurt me so much. Sometime I wished I hadn't even been created so I could do some wrong. That's how much I didn't want to do wrong. I didn't want to displease Allah. So you got to have a personal love, respect, and genuine fear of your Creator in order to remember him all day and know that he say that after you die here, that's not going to be the end of the history, your life story, that you're going to be resurrected on a day called Yama Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, to be judged based on not just your deeds but your intention. And I do want to share this with you, brother Imam, and it's taking nothing from you, my brother, but anytime you're speaking, we're reminders of each other. Always let the believers know, not halfway or some or guess, that Allah say the believer's intention always is better than our action. And Allah say the ungodly people, their intention is worse than their action. You can't compare the intent and the action. Allah say, he or she who sincerely, like you said earlier, repents of a sin, is like he or she who have committed no sin. So intent is the key. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of Yama Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, Allah going to raise us up for judgment based on our intentions in this world. See how important intentions are? And we know we can deceive each other because we don't know each other's heart. But we know we can never deceive Allah because he knows the hidden secrets of your heart. He knows the seen and he knows the unseen. So I would like to stop there.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, you listen to The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic with Imam Shahid Shabazz is the root cause of all evil, and we are definitely getting into this topic in a lively, meaningful way, and we pray that Allah accepts. A tafsir in the Quran says, Allah is fully aware of the intentions and actions of everyone and knows whether one spends in the way of Allah or in the way of shaitan, and whether he makes a vow to Allah or to someone else. Therefore, those who spend for his, Allah's cause, and make vows to him, to Allah, will most surely get their reward from him, from Allah. And those evildoers, it says, who spend for the cause of Satan and make vows to others, shall have no helper to protect them from Allah, from his punishment. In that tafsir, it says almost what the imam was just saying, that you're going to remember something. When you're doing a deed, you're either going to remember the people because you're trying to impress them. You're going to remember yourself because you think you're a big shot, or you think you're trying to impress yourself, or you're going to remember Allah. And out of those three things that you, because you're going to remember something, you're doing the deed, you're doing it either to please the people, please yourself, or to please Allah. And out of those,
that's right.
And out of those three choices, the only one that matters, and you guessed it, is remembering Allah. I was telling the brothers in the county, I was just in the county before we started the talk show, at the jail there, and you know, the brothers who come out, who we don't see at the masjid, and then we see them back again in the county, that's like the next time we see them. And you know, you've been out, how long were you out? You were out for a year. You were out, I never saw you at the masjid. Not one, I never saw you there at all. And
exactly.
Right. And they say, listen, this is not just a thing that you practice when you come into the county or you go to jail. This is something that, you know, when you leave, you're supposed to, it's a way of life. And
yes.
And a lot of them say it's because of money. A lot of them say it's because of, you know, what I would call a lack of patience for money. And
exactly.
Yeah. And it could cause, you know, folks obviously to do a lot of, you know, a lot of different things that might wind up right back up in the county. And I was saying that to the brothers there that your wealth and what you have, your success, your good, if you have, let's just say $500 in your pocket and the brother needs $100, you know, the brother does not have, you know, the things that he needs to sustain himself. That $100 that you give him is better than you going home with the $500 in your pocket. Because if
that's
you go
right.
home with the same $500 in your pocket and you pass away, you think you kept that $500, but that $500 is going to go to your heirs. It's going to go to your kids. It's going to go to, you know, whoever finds your body if you pass away with that $500 in your pocket and they decide to take it. Whereas if you gave somebody $100 and that $100 fed him or fed his family, that is wealth that you keep. So the only money that you kept was the $100 that you gave away. You giving away $100 or even $200 or even $250, half of the money in your pocket to feed a brother or to feed a sister or to feed a family or to help somebody who's in need, that's actually the wealth that you keep, even though you think or we think that's the wealth we gave away. You think because you brought it back home, you kept it, but bringing it back home in your pocket doesn't mean you kept it. That just means you kept it for another day. Giving it away.
That's all.
That's all. That's it, brother. Giving it away with the correct intentions, like, you know, Allah knows what our intentions are. Giving it away with the correct intentions, that's keeping it. That's keeping it for yourself on a day where there's no shade but the shade of Allah. And that
that's
deed,
right.
Allah might multiply it 700 times or more. Whereas keeping it in your pocket, you didn't keep anything. You didn't keep anything.
You didn't keep anything.
Somebody else suffer when you had a chance or an ability to relieve their suffering. And that is a responsibility of all of us. And I said it to the brothers at the county because I could see that in them. Coming home, you have no support, and the first thing you do is find something haram, which is Islamically just means bad or evil to do, to put some money in your pocket, which could wind you right back up where you started from. And if somebody had an opportunity, if you came to the mosque and prayed regularly and became brotherly with your brothers and sisters who were there, somebody may have been able to help you with your situation. And
that's it, right. That's right.
And they'll get blessings for it, and you get blessings for it. And what's better than that? So Alhamdulillah, amen. I just wanted to say, remembering the people is not going to get it for you. Remembering yourself is not going to get it for you. But remembering Allah is going to get it for you every single time. And I did want to go back, if we could, to the brother who, or to the person that's at 918-2640, and see if they have a comment or something that they would like to share. One second.
Well, brother Imam, I can let you know, if you don't mind, that is my wife, and she just want to listen.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So there's a few other calls on, but they've only been on for a few minutes, so I'm not going to assume that they've heard enough to maybe want to share. But, of course, you're listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz talk show on the reality of the Creator. And this show is titled The Root Cause of All Evil. The Root Cause of All Evil. And Imam Shahid Shabazz went on to say that the root cause of all evil is the lack of remembrance of the Creator. And that is the root cause of all evil. And man is truly successful when he remembers his Lord. And there's no success in not remembering or forgetting or denying or being ignorant to the fact that we have a Lord and that we need to remember him always, because that is our protection from evil. And knowing that our Lord and just remembering him can bring good, khair, which is the Arabic word, good into our lives, is probably one of the most important things we could do, because we're all out here as sinners, and even sinners will be forgiven and granted paradise because they remember their Lord and they try to make reparations and try to ask their Lord for forgiveness to get closer to him. Where those who forget their Lord, they're going to sin too. They're going to do good too, and they're going to sin too. But because they don't do the good remembering their Lord, and when they do the sins, they don't ask for their Lord's forgiveness, things may not work out for them so well. And may Allah protect us from that. Things may not work out so well for them on the day of judgment, which is the only day that there will be no shade but the shade of our Creator, Allah. And if we don't have his shade on that day, if we don't have the shade of Allah, we are in knee-deep in trouble. We are as deep in trouble as we'll ever want to be or ever not want to be, and we'll want to come back to earth just for one day, just for 1 hour, just so we could do some good deed to go back. And that's said so many times, Imam, in Quran and in Hadith, that on that day of judgment, we'll want to just go back. Just send me back, Allah. Send me back so I can just do some good. And then bring me, you know, people who pass away. Send me back, Allah. Send me back so I can just do some good. So I can remember you and have a good intention on a good deed. But they will not be sent back. When we leave this earth, we'll be gone from it forever. And
that's correct.
Alhamdulillah. So I just wanted to say that. And inshallah, Imam, I wanted to bring you back on to share some more wisdom, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, inshallah. Thank you, brother. Wa alaikum salam. I just wanted to say this, Brother Kareem, to you and to all the audience listening, and to those not listening, you all who hear this message, take it to those who haven't heard it. And then those, tell them to take it to those who haven't heard it. And may those who understand it last understand this message I'm about to give you best. The message I want to give you is very basic and fundamental. And that is Allah, the Creator, he don't change his laws. So if he say, Brother Kareem, that if you do ill, you're going to get ill back. He don't mean that. He don't switch up and say, no, I'll change it and let you do some ill and some good, and you're going to get good. He don't do that. You know, and a lot of Muslim leaders in particular, they teach Islam, and they leave things hanging. Like I shared with someone about praying 5 times a day as we do as Muslims. Well, we know we pray 5 times a day. That's part of our obligation to our Creator Allah. But do we pray just 5 times a day all day. Allah says in the Quran, remember me at those five times of the day and at other times also. You got a lot of Muslims, oh man, they'll be on time for those five prayers a day, the rituals, bowing down, making sajda, ruku, bowing down, standing up, bowing down. But then when they go outside of the masjid, you see them smoking cigarettes, smoking a joint. You see them lying. You see them going with this prostitute down the street to do something they ain't got no business doing. So, you know, more morality. Allah created, I thought about it earlier, he created the whole world in moral justice. Now listen at this. If you got good morals, you're going to be just to yourself and you're going to be just to other people. You know why? Because where do good morality come from? It comes from fear, the fear of Allah, taqwa. It comes from the fear of Allah. You recognize, even though nobody else don't see me, Allah see me. Even though nobody else don't know what's in my heart, they don't know what I intend to do. I'm talking to them, and boy, let me tell you, people can be very convincing telling a lie and making it sound like it's good. I used to be one of them, so I know for a fact. But I couldn't deceive Allah, and they can't either. And Allah brought out those bad things that I had in my intent, in my action, as he's doing everybody today who have those bad intentions. But whatever Allah say, we should leave it like that and don't allow any bidah, innovations from ourselves to come in or from what some other scholar may have said. They're not Allah. You're not going to be judged by a scholar. You're not going to be judged even by Prophet Muhammad or any prophet or messenger or angel. The closest people are one sure Allah servant. You're only going to be judged by your creator, Allah. So Allah said if your relationship with him is by your religion because you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever, he say, or because of your tradition, he say you need to change that and quickly make your relationship with him personal. Because he said on the day of Yom Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, when you stand before him, you're going to be bare and naked like he created you, and you ain't going to have nothing. Also, to speak to something you said earlier, Brother Imam, Allah says in the Quran, for everybody, he says for people who think material wealth and the things of this world is wealth and good, he say all that will bring us to him, and that's what we strive in, if you got God sense, a good sense, to get back in home in the Jannah where there won't be no evil in this world, in the world of Allah. Allah says it's only our good deeds with good intentions that will bring us closer to him. So like you say, nothing in this world is no good to us if we don't use it to do the will of Allah, to promote Allah's what? Goodness. To promote Allah's what? Justice. To promote Allah's what? Righteousness and equality. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. Not want everything for yourself. And Allah say this here. This is very important. Allah say if you are niggardly, tight-fisted, stingy, you are so at the expense of selling your own soul. So you want to sell your soul for these things here that can only help you here and only help you here if you're using them to try to obtain your soul salvation spiritually. So that was good, Brother Imam, because that needs to be emphasized much, because most people in the world, beginning with the Muslims and all people, the majority, you see, they're worshiping everything but Allah, the Creator. Their cars, their husband, their wife, their children, grandchildren, money. And I understand right now, it's a quarter on the computer where it's consistent data that it's more rich billionaires and millionaires committing suicide than ever before, brother. So this lets people know also, now, they got all the wealth. You anybody would want, right? I guess you want. But why are they committing suicide?
Right.
Because that's not the real wealth.
Right.
Wealth without peace of mind is no good. Wealth without pleasing Allah is no good.
Right.
So
right.
We should always, as you say, Brother Imam, think about every day pleasing myself. Am I doing that? Am I pleasing my other people or my Lord? I love the way you put that in the three stages and steps. And the main one, you all already know. And you know by nature, you're supposed to be here to please your Creator. Everything in creation, the sun right now, I'm out here in the beautiful sun, and man, it's pleasing the Creator. It's giving me oxygen and, I mean, all the vitamins, vitamin C or whatever. It's doing what Allah say for it to do. And as a result, we see peace. It's so peaceful. Look at the creation. Oh, man, it's so peaceful. The trees, everything that Allah created is so peaceful and beautiful. Why? Because it's staying within its nature. And what is the nature of all creation? Good. So we can learn from creation who we supposed to be. A lot of people talking about, I don't know what God want me to be. That's a lie. I hate to hear somebody stupid talk like that. You know in your nature he created you to be good. You know it. Ain't nobody got to tell you. You know why? Because you got a conscience and you got a heart. And when you do good, the good makes you feel good. And when you do evil, the evil make and the wrong, it makes you feel bad. You don't have no peace. You're miserable. And in your misery, you want to make somebody else miserable because misery do love company. That ain't no lie. Satan said he was going to take all the people, human beings, to hell with him that he could. In fact, he told Allah, I'm going to get them all. But Allah told him, no, you ain't getting them all now. I'll allow you to get most of them, those who follow you. But he said, even those who follow me, my true servant, you won't get them. If they sincere and then purified by my grace. He said, but you'll be able to get some of them too if they follow you and put themselves in the wrong. So don't never think how righteous you think you are. Stay humble and realize that your righteousness and good got to be acceptable to Allah before it's any good at all. And just act like, live like, every day, it might not be acceptable to Allah. And that's good intention. Because you got to fear what I'm doing or saying, it might not be pleasing to my Lord. So ask Allah. Allah wants you to talk to him like I'm talking to y'all. He say he loves that. Because he's present, you just can't see him. But you're standing there, ain't you? Who keeping you standing there? Allah, well, he's present. He wants you to talk to him all the time and ask him for strength because he said he made the human being weak in flesh. In flesh, we're weak. And without his help and protection against our own evil and the evil of this Satan and this world and this world with the jinns, we have no protection. In my conclusion, Allah said he's the protector of those who truly believe in him and show it in their intentions and good actions. And he said those who disbelieve in him and show it by their intentions and their evil doings all the time, they don't have no protection. Allah said that he won't protect them from evil. He said their same evil that they commit and they do will destroy them. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are listening, or you're listening to The Reality of the Creator. Our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz, the topic he picked for today is the root cause of all evil. And he defined that earlier, the root cause of all evil is basically the lack of remembrance of our Creator. the lack of remembrance of our Creator, the Lord, is the cause of all evil. Just not keeping Allah close, not keeping Him in mind, not being conscious and aware that Allah is there all the time, like you just mentioned, supporting you even when you're standing up, making the sun shine beautifully over your head, omnipresent. He's present there, and He leaves His creation so that we could see all around us the beauty of the nature that Allah has left all around for us to see. We have just a few minutes left. We have about 5 minutes left, and there's some tafsir, which is explanations of some of the verses in the Quran. And I just mentioned two of them because they highlight some things that you just said, Imam. one of the tafsir says, it is better to practice the obligatory charity, like giving the zakat openly, and every other kind of charity secretly. And it says the same principles apply to all other religious practices. That means it's better to perform the obligatory duties openly and the voluntary ones secretly. So, you know, we pray 5 times a day. We try to do that in congregation at the mosque if we could. We're supposed to pay the zakat. You know, we have to go to Hajj. All those are done openly. But it also says that it helps reform the character of a man if he performs his good deeds secretly. That means those voluntary deeds, those are performed secretly. It develops virtue in him, and it eradicates vice. And as a result, one becomes such a favorite of Allah that Allah, in view of one's virtues and sincerity, forgives any minor sins or commissions or omissions that he wills. So those charity, those deeds of good that we do, those voluntary goods of deed, if we could do them secretly, only seeking the pleasure of our Lord instead of seeking the pleasure of the people, then that's the best for us. And the things that Allah made obligatory, it's important for us to know what those are, and it's okay to perform those openly. It's important. It's okay to perform those out loud. So, yeah, so I just wanted to make that point. Imam, we have 3 minutes and about 15 seconds left, and I want to just give you an opportunity again to just you know, drop any enlightenment that you want, and I'll let you know when we get to 60 seconds so that we
can... Okay. All right, thank you, Brother Imam Abdul Karim. I just want to say briefly to all the Muslims that's listening, our month of Ramadan, fasting, the same month that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, revealed his final revelations in the Quran today, like he did 1,400 years ago to save a world that was just like today. It was a world of the majority of people in it in total spiritual darkness. And what that mean? They was in lack of the remembrance of their Lord. And they were worshiping everything. Over in the sacred house called the Kaaba, when the Muslims make Hajj to Mecca, we circle that house. It represents the oneness and the unity of the Creator, built by Prophet Abraham and his son, Prophet Ishmael. You see, people, the whole key in my conclusion here is that we're not just here in this world to be here forever. The next thing I want to say is that we are here for only one reason, and one reason only, that's to worship and serve our Creator and to prepare by good intentions and good deeds for the next journey on into the hereafter in this eternal world. But we can't do this if we're not sincere. So I'm going to say that again, that religion is sincerity. So when we get ready to go into the month of Ramadan, Allah say He don't care nothing about your fasting, abstaining from sex with your wife and husband at the stated times, eating food at the, in the day. He say you can do all of that. He say, but if your intentions is to do it, you know, not with the intentions to please Him and to learn self-control so you will be able to obey Him and not disobey Him, He said He don't care nothing at all about your fast. So with that said, brother Imam, I will let you conclude with a prayer. And I hope everybody got something out of our talk. And if we said anything, like you say, of ourselves, I ask Allah to forgive us. And if we said anything that all that was of Allah is good and true from Allah, but all that's from ourselves is incorrect, we ask forgiveness.
Ameen. We pray that Allah blesses us to act in a way that pleases Him. We pray that Allah blesses us to act in a way that pleases Him and forgives us for any mistakes and any shortcomings that we have.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, sir.
Alhamdulillah.